It's now time for our Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by the Cause Girls basketball coach, that is Joey Franzetta, as we get down to the final few games here of the regular season. Coach, let's go back to Tuesday night, a trip to Sabetha. Blue Jays able to get the win, 39-32. We'll dive into the nuts and bolts of it, but just kind of an overall takeaway from that game on Tuesday.
Oh, I mean, just didn't really put ourselves in a good situation. Started the game off really, really well. If I'm not mistaken, I think we got off to like a 7-0, 9-0 lead, something like that. And then, you know, kind of just the wheels fell off. A lot of errors, lost shooters in transition, lost shooters in their half court set. We picked up a lot of really, really just out of character fouls, and we really put ourselves in a tough situation with foul trouble, especially at the end of the first half. And then, you know, it was just like kind of got in that deficit, and it was like really hard for us to kind of just get out of it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can't put yourself in really bad situations, especially against teams you've played the second time around, and they know you really well, and they know you well, and you know them well. So it just makes all those other little things that much more important. So, you know, obviously got to do a lot better job executing, play a lot smarter, and honestly, a lot of us have kind of play a little harder too as well. So, but yeah, obviously disappointed that we didn't walk out there with a win.
Had a chance to watch that game Tuesday night. The broadcast was on KNZA, and you mentioned you guys got off to a really good start. Sabetha came back. Both teams were kind of pretty efficient from the outside. They take a lead before the half, and then it seemed like in the second half, just Sabetha kind of built a little bit of a lead, and it seemed like your team was pressing a little bit, quick possessions, quick shots, kind of living and dying by the three. And, you know, sometimes I could look over at you and see the little bit of frustration, hands on the head, just, you know, again, how frustrating is that sometimes when your team's just maybe kind of going a little bit quick at it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that we've preached to them, we've talked, and I mean, for whatever reason, it's not getting done. So, you know, and part of it is we just need to know basketball situations better. You know, when we haven't had a good possession three, four, or five times down the court, we need to really do a good job of trying to get a good possession. I mean, a really good statistic about that is as a team yesterday, we shot 2 free throws. Okay. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's not good enough. That tells me as a coach that, one, we weren't overly aggressive. You know, I don't even think we were even close to even putting them close into like the bonus or anything like that. I mean, it wasn't poor officiating, it wasn't anything. I mean, that was 100% us. We didn't put Sabetha in enough tough opportunities to try to guard us or anything like that. So, I mean, that's got to be cleaned up. And you know, that the kind of the issue is that's kind of been an ongoing problem. You know, especially kind of during this run of games when, you know, we've had limited practice. We're kind of running at 3 games a week. You know, that's kind of the old cliche that, you know, your legs are the first one to go, and, you know, kind of in your decision making, and you kind of just try to force shots and hope the shots. And, you know, that's not going to be how we're going to be successful this season. So we got to find ways to get to the line, find the ways to get the ball inside, and we can work inside out. And there's nothing wrong with that. But whenever we're kind of just living and dying by, you know, anything from the outside, it's going to make it really, really tough for us to be successful.
Finally, Coach, navigating the final few games here, a makeup with with Hiawatha, Thursday, and then Friday, Riverside, and then Holton next week on Tuesday to wrap things up. Of course, we've had some makeups here in February. You've played a lot of games, not as many practices with the postponements and movements from the weather back in January. Kind of a two-parter here. What's kind of the expectation for this final stretch, and how do you feel like your team overall has navigated, you know, this schedule with these makeups here here in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, man, I mean, it is really tough. Honestly, I think I mentioned it one time before. It kind of threw me back to the COVID year where, you know, you'd be off for 2 weeks, and then here you go. Here's four games right in your face for you when you come back. So, you know, I think – you know, this upcoming next 3 games, I mean, listen, we just got to start playing better. We got to find a way for us to play better. And I mean, we'll try some different rotations with kids, giving some kids some other opportunities, mixing with our starting lineup a little bit, trying to play kids in different spots. You know, and we're going to have to try to do a little bit of that. You know, some of the kids are just going to have to step up. I mean, it's easier said than done, obviously, but we've had a lot of kids that haven't really stepped up when they needed to step up for us this year. you know, that's kind of the bigger thing with that. And then to the second part of your question, kind of how we've navigated it. I mean, if you look at our record, we're 1-6, 1-7. So you can probably say we probably haven't handled it very well. You know, I was kind of thinking with a more veteran group that we have with 6 seniors on our roster that we handle it a little bit better. You know, there's obviously a lot of things on my end that I could have done better, and maybe we could have switched up a couple things we did at practice. You know, how do we utilize that 45 minutes to an hour? What do we utilize in film? Do we even practice, and do we just kind of go like a really heavy film session? I mean, when you look back on things like that, I mean, there's 100 different things that you said, well, I should have done this there, I should have done this there. You know, even reflecting back on games and things like that where, you know, oh man, if in this situation, I should have let this kid play with 2 fouls, or, oh, I should have just let them play. Oh man, we should have called that set instead of this. I mean, looking back, hindsight's always 20/20. So I think looking back on it, there's some things that we would have done a little different. But I mean, I think, you know, with the hand that we're dealt with so many games in such a short amount of time, I think what we did was the correct thing. Obviously, moving forward, if we were in the situation again, I would play it a little different. But I think for the most part, we kind of handled it well. But, you know, every group's going to be different as well. So, you know, if this situation happens again in next year or 2 years, it's a totally different group we have than in comparison to this group. So it's just kind of what you think you're going to be doing for your group. What's going to be best for your group.
So you get Hiawatha Thursday, Riverside Friday, Holton on Tuesday to wrap up the regular season before Substate after that. So a nice little stretch here for Perry LeCompton to end things in the regular season. That is Joey Franzetta. Coach, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.